So coming back to a suitable posture this morning. Sinking back into our body. As we become a bit more familiar with this initial phase of preparing the body, we can feel this kind of melting quality feeling the gravity, the push, the pressure our body puts on the cushion. In the spirit of delight, with an attitude of openness, we sink into this body, becoming fully aware of sensations as they arise throughout the body. Becoming highly aware of this entire field of the body, breathing naturally in an unforced, effortless rhythm. Whatever resistance we might hold in the mind, we try to let go of that to the best of our ability, making the mind smooth and workable, without tightly holding onto anything, letting go of expectations, worries, and concerns for the time being. Being very attentive of whatever happens in the body, resting in an ongoing flow of alertness. And as a motive, we can begin by making this connection from the heart with the world around us, with the living beings around us. And we understand that if we meditate with the wrong attitude, practicing single-pointedness with a selfish motivation, looking for our own happiness, then even if we achieve it, our minds will still be agitated, you know. We have to get a feeling and understanding that this self-grasping attitude will never lead to true happiness and satisfaction, but keeps us circling in a never-ending search. And this is because it is not in accordance with the interconnectedness of how things actually exist. It's just not in harmony with reality. The mind that connects and meditates for others, that wants to develop for others this mind, this precious mind of bodhicitta, wanting to gain full understanding in order to be of benefit, this will lead to inner satisfaction. And why is that? Because this attitude is in harmony with the interconnectedness of all things in its highest sense. Because it includes each and every living being in our meditation. Not to forget even about one wanting to benefit. So try to make this heart connection with this attitude. Bring your awareness to your breathing. Very gently, with all your awareness, attend to the tactile sensations of the breath in the area just above your upper lip, at the entrance of your nostrils. As the breath comes in, as it goes out, the pause in between these two breaths, with all your focus and an equanimous, clear state of mind. with interest holding the object, using all your mindfulness to remember again and again what this object is, bringing your mind back, using introspection to check the quality of your meditation, the clarity, holding your object single-pointedly. Releasing distractions with a strong determination not to leave the breath. Realizing this space that you have, taking a step back from your thoughts. Holding your meditation object not too tight, but also not to loose. Relaxing your effort, practicing single-pointedness in a relaxed manner. Again, if it helps you, you can think that you're breathing in peace, and breathing out distractions. If you need to change your posture and stretch your legs, you can do so now. So for a few moments, reconnect with the breath until I lead you into another single-pointed concentration practice where we are going to observe the mind itself, settling our mind into its natural state. And we will do so by first exploring the experience of our five physical senses, and then gently focusing on the mind itself. So for a few moments, calmly attend to your breathing. in a natural way. Now you can gently let go of the breath and open your eyes, remaining in this meditative state of clear, non-reactive awareness. Now bring the full force of your mindfulness to this visual field, this field where shapes and colors appear. And quietly, non-conceptually, pay attention closely to this field of experience and whatever arises within this field. And as the Buddha advised, in the scene, let there just be the scene, which is to say that whatever you see, see it with as little conceptual overlay as possible. Just see, and in the scene let there just be the scene. And then close your eyes. And direct now the full force of your mindfulness to the sounds that you hear. Focus your attention on the domain of experience of sound, the auditory field. And again, without projecting mental images on what you hear, within bare naked tension, in the heard, let there just be the heard. Now redirect your awareness back to the field of the body, this field of tactile physical sensations. And once again, without visualizing the body, without projecting any concepts or labels, images on this physical field, just feel the body. And in the sensed, let there just be the sensed. Now, very briefly, note whether you can also make out any fragrances, any smells, or maybe you can notice any kind of tastes. So we've just completed a very brief tour through our five physical senses. And now observe very closely, still with your eyes closed. Is there anything else that you immediately experience? Is there anything else you immediately experience apart from these appearances to the five senses? Are you aware of thoughts arising and passing? Mental conversation? Can you directly perceive mental images, fantasies and memories? Can you perceive whether your mind is agitated or dull? Whether you have any emotions arising or desires? All of these are mental events and are only directly perceived by the sixth mode of perception. They are not detectable by any other of the five physical senses, because this is the domain of the mind. So now let your eyes be at least partially open, resting your gaze in the space in front of you, gently, in an unforced way, without attending to any visual object, just resting your awareness in space, the eyes soft and relaxed. And now turn the full force of your attention to this sixth mode of awareness, the experience in the domain of the mind, where thoughts and emotions, images appear. And direct your awareness single-pointedly to this space of experience. And whatever arises in this space. Without trying to control it, try to observe very objectively whatever arises. So since this is a single-pointed concentration practice, we are very selective in our focus. So this is not some kind of open presence or choiceless awareness. But among the six domains of experience, we are selecting to attend single-pointedly only to the domain of the mind. See if you can observe a thought without getting away, carried away by it. Try to observe a thought without thinking it. And let it fade away by itself. In this way, renewing your relationship with mental events. Not engaging in them, but clearly observing their nature. Whatever occurs, simply watch what it does do. Like if you would watch a play or a dance. Being like a shepherd seated on the mountain, observing the sheep. Or another analogy can be being like a grandma or grandpa sitting on a bench near a playground, watching other people's children play. When you have difficulty in knowing what you should attend to and what to concentrate on, you can deliberately create a thought, whatever thought you like the face of a loved one, the appearance of a tree, whatever. And as soon as you created this thought, detach from it and observe its nature. What does it do? What happens in your mind? Whatever arises one after the other, just let your thoughts be, without preference, without judging, good thought, bad thought, liking or disliking, You just look. Just watching the movie of your mind as it unfolds. For 2 more minutes of silent meditation. Then we release all appearances and dedicate our positive potential to the happiness and well-being of ourselves as well, that of other beings. May the seeds be planted in our mind to develop full understanding of our own mind, so we can be of greater benefit to the world and to other beings. Trying to understand the nature of reality, opening our mind to learn more today about the view of correctly viewing reality, logically discovering how things exist and how they cannot exist, making this difference, finding out how things appear to us to be inherently existing from their own side, while they actually depend on each other. So with this motivation and dedication, we can conclude this meditation period, carrying this state of mind with us throughout the day.